Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. You know what? I like the
play. I love you for this, Gina.
Thank you.
No diggity.
No diggity.
Play on, play on.
I just love the
play on, play on.
Who doesn't love Blackstreet? Jack is dancing.
Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me.
Do you remember, and I'm sure you do, the Occupy Wall Street movement? It was huge. It was a gigantic deal. It was taken very seriously. Somebody during that time put up a meme that said, Occupy Black Street, which is the name of this band, with a quote that said, no justice, no peace, no diggity.
No diggity.
And I started crying. I was laughing so hard. Anyway, I love this song, and this is just a guilty pleasure excuse for me to play it. Let's turn it up.
Yeah. It's a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow. All right.
So, 93K Day.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It is.
Happy Leap Second Day, everybody. Leap Second. It's a big deal, keeping those clocks on time. So we're going to go from 59 to 60 and then back around. So what are you going to do with your leap second? You going to go have a party? You going to go on vacation? What are you going to do, Andy?
I just did it.
Oh. It's incredibly anticlimactic.
I chilled in my leap second.
Oh, I thought you meant something in the bathroom.
Me too. I did too, actually. So much show coming up today. The Donald. The Donald, the Mr. Trump that pretty much calls into this show every single day.
He's like our house band.
Yeah. He's gone too far this time. I'll tell you what other major network is dropping him.
There's another one.
Like flies.
Awesome.
And I have a You Hate to Hear It that is going to cause you to give up a very specific exercise for the rest of your life.
Hmm.
I've never done it. And now I've sealed my fate that I will never do it. But I have friends that do this every year. So count me out. That is all coming up this hour on Mark in the Morning. Fun?
Yeah.
Good. I just pushed the ENCO. I sound like Mark. I pushed the ENCO. An entirely different board came up with entirely different pretty tiles.
Sweet.
I can play.
Do you want me to try to imitate who you're going to play?
Yes, but first, I want to tell you, if you wanted to hear it, I could play the Linda Birthday Chicken Clock loser trombone.
I would not play anything that has anything to do with this podcast. I'm just warning you. I only get three presses of the button.
No, over here. I hear you. Danny, what?
No, I'm sorry.
What is happening? Yeah? What is happening?
I'm saying, I can hit it here if you want.
Yeah, hit it.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I mean, what were you going to hit?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, here we go, guys.
Well-oiled machine.
There we go.
You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
That made all the difference.
Yes. Thank you, Danny.
That's what was holding this up.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, you guys. Thanks for your support, by the way.
Love you, Gina.
Wow. No I in team, right, everybody?
No.
That way, it's time, otherwise.
NBC is cutting ties with Donald Trump. The network says it is ending its business relationship with Trump over his recent derogatory statements regarding immigrants, the company said in a statement Monday. Celebrity Apprentice will stay on the lineup, but Trump will not be participating in the show. Mm. When speaking at an event in Chicago on Monday, Trump said it was his decision, of course he did, to end the relationship. He also said that with his statement on immigration, quote, I want to make it very clear that I am quoting him, which happens to be correct. NBC is going to take a different stance, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I cannot wait for?
Mm.
The first debate is like a month away or something like that.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And there are, already 13 or 14 people who have declared themselves a candidate?
Yeah.
I think they're taking the top 10 or so for this debate. And he's trending pretty well in the numbers, so he's going to be a part of it. This should be... Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. And, I have personal friends who I respect very much are pulling for the Donald.
It should be great.
This is going to sever tons of friendships.
I love it.
And it's going to be amazing. And by the way, who's going to take over Celebrity Apprentice? He is Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, who's going to apprent now? Is it going to be Mark Cuban or somebody like that?
You're the second person to say that. I think they're going to give it all to Ivanka, his daughter.
I think Thompson should do it. Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sitting in that big chair, pulling on a cigar.
He could teach people that, say, hey, what kind of rack you got swinging there?
Yeah. I think that's a terrible
idea. You're fired.
All right. So look forward to a Donald-free Celebrity Apprentice. I'm actually kind of curious. Not going to lie. Meanwhile, what you don't know about bacon could fill a freezer, Andy.
Is that right?
Yeah, you specifically. But don't worry. We're going to change that coming up next.
You going to fill me in?
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to fill you in with some Rolling Stones.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I want to paint it.
Yep.
Make it black.
There he is.
Mark in the morning.
Mark in the morning, 100.3 The Sound. If you just joined us, we're in the middle of bacon fun. And before we go to Terry and take that that bacon joke and use my bacon sound effect, because
Whatever.
I won. First, bacon fun facts.
So much better than Concrete Day.
In 1924, Oscar Mayer patented the first packed sliced bacon. 1924.
Nice.
Was that not good enough, Mark?
Why are you saying it like you're on Password?
Because I mucked up yesterday.
The word is sliced bacon.
Let me show you how you do it, Danny.
All right.
Bacon fun fact number one. Bacon comes from the belly of the pig.
Ah. Shouldn't More there than- be something to punctuate this? Like a...
Who am I?
Yeah. Don't... the first...
I think Danny should...
Oink,
make it, yeah,
oink.
There it
there
is.
Let's see. Where'd it go? More than 2 billion pounds of bacon is produced in the U.S. each year. Bacon contains vitamin B1, vitamin B12, zinc, and selenium.
Danny?
Oink!
Bacon Day is held on Saturday before Labor Day, and in 2010, it will be on September 4th.
2010?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm reading an old list.
Oink. I got one.
God, that was awful.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
11% of a standard pig's weight is bacon.
Oink!
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
We've been waiting too long
for farming.
This.
Factory farming doesn't get its comeuppance on Earth Day very often, does it?
We're going to go to Terry. Terry, where do you live?
Marietta.
Okay. Let me hit my... I'm going to hit my bacon frying sound effect, and you tell us your bacon joke, okay?
Are you leaving, Commander?
That means
why are women like bacon?
Why are women like bacon? I don't know. How?
They smell fantastic, they taste delicious, and they kill us men slowly over many years.
All right. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Danny put the drums in where the punch... So say it again.
Sorry,
and Danny, here's an idea, Danny. Here's an idea. Why don't you wait until the punchline and before you step on the comedy? Terry, tell it again. Jesus.
His delivery.
Do it again.
No problem. Are you ready, Danny?
Yeah. Yes.
Energy, man.
All right. Why are women like bacon?
Don't know. Why?
Because they smell fantastic, they taste delicious, and they kill us men slowly over many years, just like bacon.
Dude, how slow is his delivery at the end? How many answers are there? No, good joke.
I'm glad he didn't say what I thought he was going to say, which was they have the IQ of a 3-year-old because pigs do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Way to go.
I was going to ask Danny if he knew where baby orphan chickens come from. Orphan chickens.
Was that a joke?
Oh, that was awful.
Wait, I didn't get it. What?
Yeah, I didn't get that joke.
I don't think it was a joke.
Quit digging. how come Danny blames the execution of that whole thing on this poor guy?
Why are women like bacon, blah, blah, blah? He gave like 4 different answers. I didn't know which one, you know? They smell good. All right. I'm off today.
Wait, what's the orphan chicken joke?
I don't get it.
Okay.
So any chance of getting something from the booty box for
man.
How about a reprimand?
Granddaughter?
Now he's throwing the granddaughter in to sweeten the deal.
It's good.
I can't go to a concert. I'm a disabled vet.
Well,
listen,
Mark,
thank you for what you do, my brother. We weren't kidding. That was a terrible joke. However, we so appreciate the freedom that we have to sit outside, enjoy a cigar based on what it is that you and many millions have done. We absolutely will give you your choice from the booty box.
Thank you. And Mark, you tell Vietnam vets, welcome home. Thank you. Have a nice
thank
day.
You.
Thank you.
Right thank
on.
You, Terry.
Right
remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
Yesterday that are being added to the Oxford English Dictionary this year. And some of them are so funny and so disturbing. I thought I'd read you a couple more. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
We're nowhere near April 1st. This is happening. These words are in the Oxford Dictionary.
These are going in the dictionary.
Number one, Aldesco.
Aldesco.
As opposed to alfresco, that means dining outside. This word means having lunch at your desk, which is what so many people do.
Cubicle cuisine.
Exactly, cubicle cuisine.
Aldesco.
You like that one, Jackie?
Aldesco.
You eat Aldesco all the time.
I do.
Yeah, I do too. Mahusive.
Mahusive?
Now, this one I actually have to adopt, I think. Even bigger than massive. It's bigger than ginormous. It's mahusive.
Wait, that's a combination of massive
and
huge, and
that's it. Massive and huge.
Oh, it's massive with a part of huge in the middle.
Exactly. Mahusive.
Mahusive. That's crap.
Yeah. My paycheck here isn't just massive. It's mahusive.
Wow. It sounds somehow like Yiddish or something. It's not Hebrew.
Maybe Hebrew.
Mahusi.
Might be onto something. This one might be my favorite. I see it all the time, so we all might as well start pointing it out. Mammil.
Mammil?
Now, this is an acronym. This is MAMIL, all in caps. Stands for middle-aged man in Lycra.
Got it. Mammil.
With the current cycling craze, observe the mammil in his natural habitat. His bike is expensive.
Oh,
his outfit is way more professional than it has to be. I spend a lot of time in the South Bay, and there it is lousy with mammils.
You hardly ever. Crikey. Here's a mammil we're spotting east of Lincoln Boulevard.
Well,
you never see them in this.
That's the thing. That's what I don't understand. And I'm not a cyclist, so maybe one of you can explain this to me. If you're just going on a nice little Sunday ride, why do you have to put on all your sponsorship gear and your tight this and your signs and your banners and your...
Well, here's the thing, too. Those outfits are never... Well, A, they're never flattering. But B, did you notice they're never just black or white or blue? They're always like a zebra print and stuff
exactly.
like that.
You're calling attention
to something that's already clearly unsightly.
Doesn't it need attention, though, so people don't run them over?
No.
See, Jackie, I think that's the excuse that they'll give you. But what I think it really is that they're either training for some sort of a race or they desperately want you to believe they're training for some sort of a race. They're working on their wind resistance. They're working on the whole thing. But do you have to put your signs and your stickers on, too?
Well, they're working on ruining their prostate is what they're working on.
Oh, yeah, with those bike seats.
Mm-hmm.
You a cyclist, Andy?
No.
Yeah, that's probably
no,
why.
My prostate is... It's 5x5. Everything's working great.
Oh, good for you. Okay, apropos of nothing we've been talking about, sticker liquor.
Beg pardon?
Sticker liquor. This is how Australians refer to the person who issues parking fines.
Mm-hmm. Sticker liquor.
Yeah.
It sounds like something, you know, one of my friends would say, hey, you sticker liquor. Not really.
And,
like,
and would they be able
like
to define
insult.
That for you?
Kind yeah. of like an insult.
Yeah, like probably, like yeah. mofo.
No, not
no,
like that at all. Like
that.
A pig liquor,
no,
you know, something like.
Well.
Yeah, good. So sticker liquor.
Sticker liquor. This is in the dictionary.
Yeah.
In the Oxford Dictionary.
You yell that at somebody as they're writing you a ticket and see how that goes. The last word, I don't even know if I'm saying this right. Tomoz or Tomoz. T-O-M-O-Z. Because the word tomorrow just takes too long to say.
Tomoz. I'll see you tomorrow.
There you go.
That?
Now, as somebody who says adorbs all the time, I should be able to embrace this more, but I find this unbelievably unappealing.
Unadorbs.
No, exactly. Jackie, can you imagine saying to your friend, okay, see you tomorrow.
Exactly how you said it is, yeah, is why I won't say it.
Well, there's no other way to say it.
Especially if you have, like, a Lamaz class tomorrow.
A Lamaz Tomaz.
See you at Lamaz Tomaz.
Tomas. Tomas. That's your friend. That's your friend that you're waiting
for. That's just asking for confusion.
Well, and but you can't say it any other way. You can't say, okay, so we have a date. I will pencil you in for 3 p.m. Tomaz. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
So no more of that. All right. Real quick, I got to tell you, and Jackie, you're really the only one's opinion I want, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, and I really want to play this.
Oh.
God, Becky, look at her bed.
Girl.
It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
A company called Manifesta is taking a new approach to sizing for their athletic apparel gear with the goal of helping women find workout gear without size shaming or confusing people with vanity sizing. So here's how they're doing it. To achieve this goal, they're replacing all sizes
with Mahusif. No.
I hate you so much. With names of flowers. So you're not a size 6, you're a lily. You're not a size 22. You're a daisy.
Love it.
Yes, the CEO said her goal was to take away the inherent hierarchy of sizes. Danny, shut up.
Danny, we don't want to hear your
opinion. Size 22, you're a sunflower.
Exchange for encouraging women to buy what fits and buy what looks good on them.
What's that one big flower? That flower out in Pasadena that blooms every 3 years and smells like a dead body.
Like rotten meat, yeah. I have
to admit. Danny, you are 100% going to hell. Tomaz. Jackie, would you be more comfortable? I would. I'd be like, hi, do you have anything? I want this pink one. Do you have that in rose size?
Yeah, I mean, maybe earlier in life, but now at this time, it's just like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm still cute, just not a size 2, okay?
I hear you.
So it's just like, I'll ask for the real thing, just not in front of any guys.
Rather ask for a lily or a daisy. All right, trending is coming up just around the corner, and I'm going to tell you about a guy who beat the Super Mario Brothers game in a very, very special way. I don't have that kind of time.
You got the princess?
Oh, yeah. Nice. And you see the whole thing happen. That is coming up in just a moment. This is Mark in the Morning.
This is Mark in the Morning. Our phone number here, 888-696-1003. Don't call it. At least now. Don't call it now.
Not
but
right
call
now.
It in a little while, because at 7:40, we're going to have a little contest. And hopefully we'll send you to Las Vegas for a fun weekend. But right now, we got Gina trending.
Well, singer Avril Lavigne is being treated for Lyme disease. The Who made merciless fun of Kanye West when they closed out the Glastonbury Festival after West referred to himself as the greatest living rock star on the planet.
It's indisputable.
Yeah. And here's what's trending in sports. Portland Trail Blazer LaMarcus Aldridge.
Wait, did you say rock star?
Rock star.
Oh, I'm sorry. I changed. Then no. He's totally not that.
Portland Trail Blazer LaMarcus Aldridge is leaning towards signing with the Lakers. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We spoke to Donald Trump again yesterday. We'll play that for you right after this. But first, let's get into some bad company. This is Mark in the Morning.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks for Donald Trump. You know, Univision dropped his Miss USA pageant after he said some not so nice things about Mexican culture. Now he's banning Univision employees from his golf course. Well, Donald is actually on the phone right now to set the record straight. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Trump.
Yes, of course. Thank me very much. And I just want to clear up all of this malarkey, okay? I love Mexican people. In fact, just to prove it, I'd like to announce that I've already chosen a running mate. Say hello, Alberto.
Hola, me amo Alberto.
No. See, Andy, would somebody who wasn't sensitive to Mexican culture hire one as his running mate? No, they really wouldn't. And Alberto and I are the best of friends. Aren't we, Alberto?
No me gusta, Señor Trump.
Great point, Alberto. You really get me thinking.
Mr. Trump, you don't understand a word he's saying to you, do you?
Of course I do.
Señor Trump es el diablo.
He said I'm very, very handsome.
No, my Spanish isn't that great, but I think he said that you're the devil.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Señor Trump's hair frightens me, and I want nothing more than to return to mi familia.
He just said that I'm a kind, capable leader.
No. He definitely did not. I think I actually heard some English sprinkled in there, too.
Each evening, I have nightmares about the hair, and I swear, the other day, it whispered things to me. Horrible things. Please save me from this hell on earth.
Oh, no.
Yep,
I'm hungry too, Alberto. We'll grab a quick bite after this interview, which I'm knocking out of the park, by the way.
Mr. Trump, you're not fooling anybody. This is just a cheap attempt to make yourself appear sympathetic to the Mexican community. Not only have you refused to learn to speak Spanish, it appears you can't even understand English if it's spoken with an accent. You ought to be ashamed.
You know, I'm sorry, but I didn't catch a lot of that. I don't understand loser talk too well. I can only assume you said I'm wonderful. Hear that, Alberto? Looks like I've got another supporter. You are truly terrible. Yes, high five indeed, my friend. Please do not touch me.
All right, goodbye, Donald. All
right. It's been an honor and a privilege talking to me. It really has.
The presidential Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with that man?
Got my vote.
Really, Danny?
Come on.
That's not surprising.
Oh, it's so good.
Mahusive comedy this morning. I'm Mark in the Morning. And what?
Yeah. A guy just beat... Okay, yeah, I'm enjoying that too. Thank you. A guy just beat the Super Mario World game in 23 minutes. While wearing a blindfold. The YouTube description for the video notes that he started learning how to play with a blindfold on June 16th and started making full runs at it on June 20th. Now, it's not a perfect score, of course, but he still beat the game, which is pretty impressive. I watched it. I actually watched all 25 minutes of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't have children.
It's true. You can put your feet up and watch a guy play a video game with a blindfold on
for 25 minutes.
I watched it twice.
You know, Lara, I've got to say, Lara, her claim to fame, video claim to fame, she doesn't do any of that stuff. But she played Super Mario Brothers when she was a kid and could get the princess without any problem whatsoever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't think I've ever beat the game.
She's convinced, by the way, and I should put her to the test, she's convinced that she can still get the princess.
I'd like to see that. We might have to set that up live. She
says that she... Because she listens.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says she can get the princess. We should put her...
Can she do it with a blindfold on?
Absolutely not.
You don't know that. Don't underestimate Lara, Andy.
Sorry.
All right, well, we have Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up, and I have a You Hate to Hear It that will keep you from doing a very specific exercise for the rest of your life. It's all coming up on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, I hate to hear this.
Yeah, you're going to hate to hear this. Are you guys familiar with the Tough Mudder or the Mud Run?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So they're really big out here. They're big everywhere. You go through these obstacle courses. They're very cardio heavy. You run through the mud. It's a whole thing.
You see Facebook pictures of your friends that are just covered in this tan stuff and the numbers on the front and everything. Sure, I've seen those.
Great time. Bad luck for participants of France's version of the Tough Mudder. First, you pay an ungodly amount of money to climb a rope and get electrocuted, according to brobible.com. Then you have to fend off purging everything but your organs out of every orifice in your body. Oh, why? Because the mud was mixed with animal poo. What?
Come on.
That wasn't me. That was Danny.
Come on.
Almost 8,400 people gathered in France on June 20th for the 8-mile obstacle-ridden mud race.
Man.
But after the first day of competition, 30 participants experienced what was deemed as a, quote, mystery outbreak. diarrhea, vomiting, fevers, the whole shebang. Health officials claim the sickness was caused by the horse manure smothered in the course, which some participants reported to have smelled. The feces released bacteria similar to salmonella that was ingested by participants.
Wow.
Over the next few days, a total of 1,000 people were experiencing symptoms. None were hospitalized, which is good, but steer clear of them mud runs, hey?
Wow. Yuck. I get invited to do those all the time, but it's like...
Me too!
I'll pass.
So it was near a horse farm? Is that the...
Maybe. It would be actually... There it is. Wouldn't it be worse if it wasn't? So let's all just relax with the running through the mud because,
you French people, you're crazy.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. All right, Andy's classic
Le
rock.
Poop.
Capsule. 90s classic rock time capsule is coming up next. Stay tuned. But first, let's sink our teeth into something a little more pleasurable, yes, a little more appetizing.
A little slice of ginger to cleanse the palate.
Billy Joel, this is Mark in the Morning.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions.
A new kind of coffee is popping up in Pasadena, California. Now, Andy, I know you're into roasting your own beans and being all fancy.
I'm a nerd.
Thinking you're, well, guess what?
What?
Someone's about to out-nerd your ass because this coffee shop in Pasadena uses sound waves in its extraction process. Easy for you to say. This consists of putting ground coffee beans and water into a chamber, and then it's circulated with high-frequency sound waves. The ultrasonic waves destroy the cell walls and diffuse the coffee and diffuse some of the flavors, too, through the water. Now, each 8 ounce, it doesn't come in a cup, of course, comes in a mason jar, in a bottle, in a lidded canned bottle. Goes for about $6. It looks more like watered-down tea, but experts say that this process affords the drinker a less bitter tasting and less caffeine jolting experience.
Hmm. That sounds like BS. Can I tell you something true, though, about coffee processing?
Yeah.
Do you know that there's something called wet process coffee beans? And what that is, have you ever heard of this?
No. I mean, isn't all processing of coffee wet?
Well, okay, so they, you know, that when you pick a coffee bean, it's a red little berry.
Okay.
And then the outside of that has to, you know, come off, and then they dry, and they're green beans that you then roast, right?
Right.
Well, some of them are processed by birds. Birds will eat the berries, poop them out, and they take that poop and they wash it.
Uh-huh.
And that becomes coffee beans that you and I would roast and eat.
Andy,
well, I'll put it, you would roast
and eat. Yeah, I probably would. Can I tell you why? Because I'm about to do the ultimate one-upsmanship.
What's that?
Have you heard of Kopi Luwak?
Do I have to touch the dump button
nope.
for this? Okay.
That is a jungle cat, I believe, in the rainforest, which does the same thing as your bird you speak of. Mm-hmm. And then you drink the coffee. One drinks the coffee. A cup goes for $100 a pop. I have had it.
Mm.
I drank a cup of it. It was, I gotta tell you, it was a fun experience.
Was it the best cat poop coffee you've ever had?
Hands down. But it was a little bit Emperor's New Clothes. I was like, delicious, $100. Oh, God. Yeah.
Meow. Yeah. This is good cat poop coffee.
So I've had it. I would not have it again, but I had it. All right. I'd love to change the subject because I'm getting thick throat. Let's jump 2 feet into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Let's do it. It's open. Welcome into the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday. It's June the 30th, 2015. Halfway through the year already. Wow. All right, gird your loins, Gina, because I'm going to quiz them.
Girded.
Today, 1976, cops raid Neil Diamond's house.
It gets crazy on the road. And awful lonely.
That's why I take along lots of pornography. No, that's Will Ferrell. So what do they leave with? They leave with drugs, guns, pornography, cash, or autographs. From Neil Diamond's house, what do they leave with? The answer coming up in a jiffy. Let me talk about somebody who changed your life to start off the time capsule. Yet, I bet you've never even heard of them. Lee DeForest is his name.
He's dead, Jim.
No, not that guy. That's DeForest Kelly. Lee DeForest is an inventor who invents the Audion, or triode vacuum tube, a device that makes it possible to amplify a weak electrical signal, and inventing it basically founds the field of electronics, makes possible radio, television, telephone, an amplified guitar, computers, so many other inventions of the 20th century, changes the world forever. DeForest also invents a way to put sound on motion pictures, which I think we've all benefited from. Incredibly important to American mind. Died on this day in 1961. Giving you a little bit of love, Mr. DeForest. Speaking of love, this is the day in 1973, George Harrison's single, Give Me Love, Peace on Earth, reaches number one on the Billboard chart. I mentioned this a few weeks ago when the song was released in 73. Do you remember whom he unseats at the top of the chart? his former bandmate Paul McCartney with My Love. How about that? Now for some Kiss news.
You been getting tired now, all you people.
Today, in 1977, Marvel Comics publishes the first Kiss comic book. Now, do you remember what gimmick they used for this Kiss comic book? The red ink used to print the book reportedly contains drops of blood from each member of the band.
No.
Yeah, so with each comic book, you get a free case of hepatitis C.
Meanwhile, I'm still thinking.
Yeah, Chuck Berry. 1990, on this day, the DEA raids Chuck Berry's Missouri home. They seize bags of marijuana, rifles, a shotgun, over $120,000 in cash, and some homemade pornography. According to unsubstantiated anecdotal reports, the porn is said to allegedly include some of the freaky deaky icky stuff. Oh. 39 years ago today, 50 law enforcement officials from the LAPD and Sheriff's Department, they descend on Neil Diamond's Holmby Hills home. They say they're responding to a burglary, but really they've got bigger plans. They ask to search the house. Neil says they won't find anything, but the lead cop that the others call Psycho, he says, I'll be the judge of that. What Psycho find, Gina? Remember the choices I gave you?
A collection of Care Bears.
That is incorrect. Oh. A small bag of marijuana, just a little bit. Yeah, less than an ounce, though. And Psycho has to eat some crow. But Neil, he keeps us cool through all of this. As a matter of fact, a few of the peace officers even have the temerity to ask for an autograph. And he obliges, including a copy of his latest album, Beautiful Noise. To this day, Neil has no idea who sicked the cops on him. But you know what? We're going to have Kiss play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. We're going to shout it. We're going to shout it out loud.
You got to have a party.
Got to have a party. You are listening to Mark in the Morning. People!
Happy Tuesday to you. This is Mark in the Morning. You know, long before she sang of rehab, Amy Winehouse was a happy-go-lucky 14-year-old. Can you imagine as a 14-year-old?
Wow, no.
Yeah, me either. As seen in old home footage from the documentary Amy, which is coming out. The clip, this particular clip shot at a birthday party of her friend Lauren Gilbert, begins with the girls giggling over lollipops and messing around. Then one of them starts singing happy birthday to Gilbert until Winehouse joins in. They all fall silent when she starts to sing. She sings it, you know, like a beautiful soul, like Amy Winehouse. Mm-hmm. And she's 14 years old. She sounds exactly the same at 14 as she did as an adult. Here's a clip of her doing that.
Happy birthday to you. 14 years old.
Wow. I like that rehab song, though.
That's a great song.
Say I got to go to rehab, and I say no, no, no.
No.
Everybody says, so jealous of the way I sing it. Everybody stops when I sing that. I get that same look. I say no, no, no.
You know, that's why I didn't join in, because I knew there was going to be an Andy twist.
Because you're
on it
so jealous.
That I really, really wanted to experience with my full ears.
I share that with her. People, when I was 14, I was singing songs just like that, and I got such dirty looks from people. They're so jelly.
They're haters. Yeah. Remind Gray again when she calls on Thursday for the movies that it's the tomometer, not the tomato meter.
Tomatometer.
Oh, God.
Get it right.
I don't know how you do what you do. Get ready to call us, by the way, at 740 for a chance to win a $1,000 prize package to Las Vegas. That is going to be amazing. And it all rests on Danny's shoulders. No pressure. And we're, yep,
thanks.
That's exactly what's happening. And we pull our favorite Tom Brady sketch out of the comedy vault coming up next. It's so good.
Oh, and at 7:20?
Yeah.
Is that when we have Chick on the Street?
No.
No, that's coming up later, sometime
like
this morning. Chick on the Street at Norm's. It's one of our most requested memories from Mark in the Morning. But right now, give me a home in Alabama and make it sweet. Lynyrd Skynyrd. You're listening to Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. It's been a tough week for Tom Brady. He was suspended for 4 games for his involvement in Deflategate, and now the Patriots were fined $1 million. It's all a big mess, all because of deflated footballs. We have Tom Brady on the phone to tell us how he's handling it. Thanks for being with us, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Mark. And it's not just me. Say hi, Giselle.
Hi, Giselle.
You're hilarious, babe.
It certainly sounds like you're dealing with your suspension pretty well, Tom.
Well, of course I am. I mean, why wouldn't I? I mean, my vacation just got 4 weeks longer, and I get to hang out with my kids and my smoking hot supermodel wife. I mean, what's not to love?
Oh, well, you're so sweet, Tommy. Oh, I've got to go check on the homemade cranberry scones.
Okay, sweetie. Yummy. I can't wait for the... Mark, for the love of God, you got to get me out of here.
Well, wait, what? I thought you were having an awesome time with your...
Talking, Mark. Okay. Stop. I don't have a lot of time. I got to get out of this house. Everybody thinks spending more time at home is going to be so awesome. Ooh, you get to spend time with your supermodel wife. Yeah, well, that supermodel wife's still a wife, Mark.
Gotcha.
You know, they say for every hot girl, there's a guy that's sick of her. That's really a thing.
They say that, do they?
That's really a thing. Well, yeah. Now, Tom, I got to say, this is kind of surprising to hear.
Oh, every day. It's like, let's go for a walk. Let's talk about stuff. Let's take a shower together, which is not as fun as you would think. And the kids. Oh, my gosh. Dear God, the kids. Look at the kids. Talk to the kids. Help the kids with their homework. I'm a professional athlete. I don't know that math and reading mumbo jumbo. I'm telling you, it's endless.
Just another minute on this scone, Tommy.
Oh, yay, delicious scone.
I'm just as the children. They're almost ready.
Hooray! I can't wait to have cranberry scones with my wife and kids. Talk about... Okay, she's gone. See what I mean? Cranberry scones, Mark. I've never at any time mentioned that I like cranberry scones. Okay? It's probably something DiCaprio liked, and she confused the two of us because we don't really know each other because I spend so much time away from home, which is the way it should be.
Wow, you really could use some perspective on this, Tom.
And you could probably use a quarterback on your radio station's flag football team. What do you say? Or even an intern. I could be the jock on the street. I could be there by close of business today.
Tom, I'm sorry, but we're completely staffed up.
Tommy, scones already!
Oh, yay! I'll be right there. Tell the world my story, Mark.
Free Tom Brady.
Tell the world my story, Mark. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break.
Well, American citizens who want a happier life may want to leave the country. The Gallup HealthWays Global Wellbeing Index has issued its second annual list of country rankings, looking at 145 countries and how their residents fare in various well-being elements. Things like a sense of purpose, social relationships, financial security, a sense of community, physical health, the whole thing. Any guesses on the top 10 happiest countries in the world?
I'm going to guess... Yeah, I'm going to say that most of them are in Europe, and I'm going to say one of them is one of them's Italy.
Got to be there.
No, it is not.
What?
No. Danny, a guess?
How about Australia?
No, it is not.
Wow.
Jackie?
Pass.
All right, well, I will tell you that the United States of America did not make the list of the top 10 happiest countries in the world. Coming in at number 10, Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. Number 9, Austria. Huh. Number 8, Guatemala. Did I say that right, Jackie?
Yes, you did.
Guatemala. Number 7, Denmark. Those Danes do seem like happy people. 6, Chile.
Really?
5, Belize.
Ooh. Wow, lots of South and Central America.
That's why I held my tongue when you assumed they were all in Europe. Number 4, Switzerland. Seems like a perfectly lovely place. 3, Puerto Rico.
Well, that's U.S.
It's a protectorate. Number two, a place I'm dying to go, a place everyone I know has already been, Costa Rica.
Oh, me too.
And the number one happiest country on earth, according to this poll, Panama.
Really?
We're all going to Panama.
Wow.
Yeah, let's pack our bags. Coming up next, Nicki Minaj and P. Diddy make fools of themselves at the BET Awards. And get ready to give us a call for the Las Vegas game at 7:40. Coming up in just a few minutes, this is Mark in the Morning.
Best bumper ever.
Yep.
Good country western song, if you ask me.
Welcome to Mark in the Morning. So glad to have you here. I don't know if you're very glad right now listening to the Jingle Cats, but I'm so happy.
Hey, we're now closer to next Christmas than we are to last Christmas.
It's true. It's true. We had our half Christmas already, right?
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, merry half Christmas. Well, apparently catios are a thing now.
Catio?
Catios. Catios are patios for cats. Say that 10 times fast. Catios are patios for cats. They're enclosed outdoor spaces that allow kitties to get out in the fresh air, but not get out, not hurt and lost. There are even companies out there who will design and build your catio. There's a Seattle-based, I just want to see how many times I can say catio. Catio Spaces specializes in designing and building catios. The prices range from $2,500 to $5,000. But you're kind of a do-it-yourselfer, Andy. They can also send you a do-it-yourself kit for $50.
I don't think you can put a price tag on your cat's happiness.
I would definitely do that for my cat, because every time she goes outside, I have to watch her for 20 minutes.
Wait, but what would happen? I mean, could you catch her if she ran away? I couldn't catch my cat.
Sammy, come here.
I'd chip my cats. I don't care if they... If one of them ends up in the desert somewhere in a shallow grave, I'd be happy.
Andy, how dare you?
Wow.
No catio for you.
He pees on everything.
You pee on everything.
He pees on everything
I've
got. Maybe
he has a bad owner.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's because he hates you.
Oh, my God.
My cat's great.
Yeah, we all hate you now.
How dare you?
Oh, everyone build your cat a catio so it doesn't run away into the desert. All right, get your dialing finger ready to call us 740 to win a grand prize package to Las Vegas. That's right. And we're pulling a fan favorite clip out of the vault at 750. Remember that glorious day that Katie stormed Norm's with a yodeler in
Stormin' Norman.
Stormin' Norman. That's all coming up this hour, Mark in the Morning.
Head out to the desert, Tuxie. Talking to you.
I hate you. You know, there may or may not be a VHS tape somewhere in the great state of Kansas of me and a friend of mine dancing to this in front of a green screen at a mall in our Headbangers Ball t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there is. I'm not saying there isn't.
How convincing were you? Did you slam the mic to the ground like Axl did at all of his concerts?
I was a 10-year-old girl. But I have to say that we did feel really cool because the girl in front of us did a Paula Abdul song. And we were like, ugh, feh, ugh,
yeah.
What a girl. Ugh. And then we got up and danced to Welcome to the Jungle. And if anybody ever posts that online, I will hunt you down and kill you.
Coming from the woman who just posted a picture on Twitter of me wearing reading glasses, red reading glasses in the studio. By the way, I'd like to slip this in real quick.
Yep.
Did you know that today is social media day?
Isn't every day social media day?
I think so. Every day is a great day to follow me at Andy_Chanley on Twitter. That's Andy_Chanley. Rhymes with Stanley.
Yeah. As in, people!
Hey there, people!
By the way...
Follow me on Twitter, people!
Look at Andy's Twitter picture that I posted at twitter.com/GinaGred. He looks, in a word, coquettish.
Yes.
There's no other way to describe
it. I found the glasses in here.
Maybe I'll post one.
They have a little power.
We'll do a Who Wore It Better, like in the fashion magazines.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. And then we'll do some spots now.
Yes, we got a contest coming up. 10 minutes.
We sure do.
You want to go to Vegas, you should be calling us. 888-696-1003.
$1,000 prize package to Las Vegas. Call us now. We're going to play a super fun game that I'm so excited because I just get to work the buzzer and dinger.
Dinger.
As Danny calls it.
You get your finger on the dinger.
This is Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the morning, telephone number 888-696-1003. Get on the horn if you're interested in heading to Las Vegas. Right now, we got Gina to do some trending.
After a bad fall from the stage, Dave Grohl announced that the Foo Fighters' North American tour is back on, broken leg and all. Justin Timberlake gave a surprise performance at the wedding of his wife, Jessica Biel's best friend. And an Illinois school teacher has been fired after stomping on the American flag during a school lesson. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Someone is about to be a trip to Vegas richer. That's coming up next. But first, Cream. This is Mark in the Morning.
White room with black curtains. Somebody went to IKEA.
Good morning. You just literally blew that to me like a kiss.
Blew a segue to you.
Delicious. Welcome into Mark in the Morning. We're so happy to have you here. Who's ready to play?
I am.
Vegas Pursuit.
Oh, no, I can't play that.
Oh, that was Danny's cue to start the meet. There it is. So, you've all heard of Trivial Pursuit. It's not an easy game, but you know what's real fun? Playing for a Vegas trip. This trip is worth over $1,000. Here, let me find it.
Wow!
What?
$1,000?
Yes. Yeah.
You'd
crazy,
be
right?
Crazy not to call.
We have full phones, so good luck calling now.
Rock nice of enthusiasm, Ages. Danny.
Rock of Ages Summer of Rock Las Vegas pack. This includes a two-night stay at the Venetian, my favorite hotel, a pair of VIP tickets to see Rock of Ages, a $100 gas card, and a $50 card for you for dinner at Yardbird. You can also upgrade to VIP status this summer when using the code 2, the number 2, upgrade. Visit Rock of Vegas. Rock of Ages Vegas. Rock of Ages Vegas. Say that, Andy.
Rock of Ages Vegas.
Rock of Ages Vegas.
Rock of Ages Vegas.
.com for more info.
Rock of
All right,
Vegas.
Let's do this. We're going to get two people on the line. Who do you like, Jackie? Who's on? Who we got? Oh, Anthony and Vivi. Vivi. Is
Vivi.
It Vivi? V-I-V-I?
Hello?
V-I-V-I.
Yeah, is it short for Vivian?
It's short for Alejandra.
Oh, even better.
Of course.
Confusing. Why wouldn't it be? Anthony, is your name short for Vivian? Nope. Okay. All right. So here's how this is going to work. Andy is going to read the questions. He's going to try and interpret what Danny was meaning to type because he was typing so fast and furiously. Danny, you're keeping score, and I'm in charge of the buzzer and the dinger.
Word.
That's right. You have your finger on the dinger.
All right. Take it, Andy.
So we won't linger. A Vivi.
Yes.
So you're going to ask her five questions.
Alejandra. Yeah. I'm going to ask you five questions, all right?
Okay.
So you stand by, Anthony. I'll ask you five in a moment. But, Vivi, I'm going to get five from you, so you're going to set the mark, see what Anthony has to beat in order to win this prize.
I know.
Well, start with question number one. Great place to start. What band, sharing its name with a Sioux chief, is commonly associated with Neil Young? What band sharing its name with a Sioux chief is commonly associated with Neil Young?
Can I get a hint?
Nope. You just did.
A better hint?
I beg your pardon?
She wants a better hint. It's not happening.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
What name a Native American chief that you can think of.
Little Bear?
Little Bear. The very popular Indian chief, Little Bear. No, it was Crazy Horse. Question number two. You're 0 for 5. Vivi, what is somnambulism another word for? Somnambulism. Somnambulism.
An ambulance?
Somnambulism.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Give a guess. You never know.
Little Bear. It's sleepwalking.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Come on,
I'm not going to be good at this. Oh, crap.
You got to pull it out.
You noticed that too, huh? Okay. So question number three. What does a cartographer do? What does a cartographer do? Cartographer.
Deal cards?
No, they make maps. They make
Something
maps.
Tells me Good Vivi's going to get this next one.
Okay, well, we'll try. Vivian, question number four. 0 for 5 so far. What pop singer refers to her fans as little monsters?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my.
What pop singer refers to her fans as little monsters?
Come on, girl.
Jackie's going to kill you.
Little monsters would be... I don't know. Madonna? I don't know.
Wow. Not far off.
I thought that was a gimme.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, as she's called.
Lady Gaga.
All right, one more.
Final question. Setting the mark really high, Anthony. Final question, 0 for 5 so far. What do the letters... this is hard. What do the letters TMZ stand for? You know TMZ, the TV show, the news organization? What does TMZ stand for?
I have no idea. Television, media... I have no idea.
Zither? No, it's 30-mile zone. Stands for a 30-mile studio zone surrounding Hollywood. All right, Vivian.
Oh, Vivian.
Vivian, excuse me, Alejandra.
Vivian, I got to tell you, that was actually impressive.
She's not out yet. She's not out yet.
That was shocking.
She sure isn't.
That was shocking.
As long as Anthony ties her.
All right.
Anthony, please, tie with me.
Anthony, we'll just need a pulse from you.
Okay.
In order for you to win this contest. Question number one. What American... We're laughing with you, Vivian, not at you. What American novelist was the creator of Jurassic Park? What American novelist was the creator of Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg? I don't know.
No, Michael Crichton. Michael Crichton.
Oh, Michael.
So far, you're tied.
Yeah, so far, nip and tuck so far. Question number two. What animal would you find on the tail of Qantas airplanes?
A zebra?
No.
Qantas, you can pull this out.
I hope so.
This is a horse race. Kangaroo.
Yes, Anthony.
Kangaroo. It's an Australian airline. Question number three. Which of these is not a triathlon sport, Anthony? Which is not a triathlon sport? Swimming, cycling, or rowing?
Oh. Rowing.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Running.
I think we have a winner.
Running is the third sport.
Wow. I'm a sports guy, so I should know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gave him a sports question.
You got a Lady Gaga question.
Yeah, I could have asked you who's
buried. I knew that answer, Lady Gaga, too.
Vivi, with all due respect, I could have asked you who was buried in Grant's tomb, and I'm not sure you would have gotten it.
When was the War of 1812? Quick.
All right.
1812.
But thank you for participating, Vivi, or Alejandra. Anthony, hold on the line, and okay. We're going to have Jackie give you all of the information so that we get you squared away for your trip to Vegas. Congratulations.
Man.
Cool, thanks.
Yay!
I'm actually going this weekend, too.
Oh, perfect. You get to double dip.
Nice.
And everyone else that was waiting on the line, sorry, I didn't know it was just going to be two people. Keep calling back tomorrow.
Thanks, Jackie.
Sweet.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was, you know, that was heart-pounding action.
Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat.
I'm sweating.
Now, Danny.
Upper lip sweat here.
As the person who came up with the questions, do you think that those were good questions or those were just not good callers?
I think there's thousands of people in their cars right now saying, I know the answer to all those questions.
Well, they weren't gimmies.
No,
they
that was hard.
They weren't gimmies. A couple of them, you know, if you know music, then great, but they weren't all gimme questions. Yeah. They had a difficulty level.
Read a book, America.
Preferably Jurassic World by Michael Crichton.
Right.
All right, so can I please tell you something about our good buddy P. Diddy and our even gooder buddy Nicki Minaj?
I believe it's pronounced P. Diddy.
You're right, I apologize. Well, you can't keep him down, that's for sure, even when he falls into a giant hole. TMZ reports that Sean Diddy Combs fell into a giant hole Sunday night during an epic Bad Boys record tribute at the BET Awards. Diddy danced over what happened to be an elevator lift opening, fell smack on his butt, but he took it like a champ. He popped right back up, finished the song, of course, got a standing ovation. I watched this clip, and you know, as funny as it is to laugh, and I know Mark would back me up on this, people who fall. This was really a bum out. I mean, you're supposed to be walking. It's supposed to be a flat surface. And all of a sudden, they drop the elevator.
I love when people fall. It's too funny.
Wow.
Okay, so you tell me, what's more embarrassing? That or Nicki Minaj was also at the BET Awards. She had a moment that people can't stop talking about at the end of the show. She accepted the Viewer's Choice Award for a star-studded collaboration called Only. But Nicki, for the life of her, could not figure out why she was up on stage. So listen to this. Listen to this.
I want to thank you guys for the support on the pink print. What was this award for? I'm sorry. Huh? Oh. Viewer's Choice. Oh, my God. Y'all, thank you. I was in the back. Y'all, my fans, you guys, I love y'all. You know how much I need and want you.
I don't know funny. How much of her response would have changed, even if it was a different award, so...
I can never understand why she's up on stage either.
You're not a fan?
Not a fan.
No. But that's the thing. Yeah, I get that you're backstage, but as you're being pushed out through the curtains, you can say, I'm sorry, what is this for? Real quick, anybody? Nothing. Nothing. So what's more embarrassing? Who would you rather not have been that night at the BET Awards? P. Diddy or Nicki Minaj? Fall right on your butt or be like, I'm sorry, why am I here?
So how bad a fall was it? He just slipped on his tush?
The floor was, I don't know, maybe a foot and a half lower than it should have been.
Oh, so he just fell he landed on his butt.
Well, he didn't crack a tailbone, but it did not look pretty.
Well, I'd rather be P. Diddy than Nicki Minaj.
In general?
7 days a week.
See, I don't know. That falling in front of a lot of people. It happens to everybody. It happens to The Edge. It happens to Dave Grohl. People love to fall.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
No, Steven Tyler's the king of it.
Make Jackie laugh.
Yeah.
Send me videos of anybody falling, please.
All right. Well, let's face it. All of those America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
I mean, that show would never have been on the air if it weren't for tennis balls hitting people in the testicles.
In the groin.
Right.
Danny.
Yo.
Who would you rather be in that situation, Nicki Minaj or P. Diddy?
P. Diddy, of course. Although I do like that ass of Minaj.
See, if the roles were reversed, she would have been fine.
Yeah, she would have just bounced right back up.
Exactly. All right, can we please do something that everybody is going to love? Can we play, I think, possibly everybody's most favoritest clip from this show?
It's one of the most requested.
Oh, my God. Katie storms Norm's Diner, and she does not do it alone. She brings a yodeler. Here it is.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down.
I'm excited.
Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
All right, so chick on the street, Katie, is out and spreading the word, of course. Corey is with her, as is Steve the Yodeler. Before we go, now, I'll go ahead and tell you that the location that they're at. Katie, are you there?
I am here hiding behind a wall.
Okay, perfect. That way they don't know. Now, they're at Norm's.
Yes.
They've been kicked out of Norm's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And told not to come back.
More than once.
Now, we thought that the best way to go about this was to stay, this was Katie's idea, was to step in with the, we want to help save Norm's, because they're talking about tearing it down, right?
The one on La Cienega here, they're talking about getting rid of that?
Yeah.
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 So it's an institution.
Yeah, there's a huge Save Norm's campaign going, and so Katie's thought was, I came back, even though I wasn't told to, because I want to help save Norm's with yodeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I want to do.
One of the first guests on this program spoke out in support of Norm's back weeks ago.
The very first week, debut week on, I think it was Wednesday, Billy Bob Thornton was in this room and in that microphone had this to say about Norm's.
Well, I got to say, when I first moved to town, I used to go to Norm's because you could get a lot of food for not a lot of money.
and here I come in yelling at him.
It was one of my spots. You know, you could get a steak and a baked potato and vegetables and a dessert and a drink and a salad and everything.
$3.99.
Exactly.
All right. So, Katie, give us the scene. What do you see in Norm's so far?
I can't see anything because I'm crouched behind a wall. Would you like me to approach the windows?
Not yet. How's Corey feeling? Is he pumped? Is he amped?
Corey, pumped? Amped?
Yes, sir.
Kinda.
Right, now, you're going to go in. Danny wrote you something to say, right?
Yes, I have it in my hand.
And you got Steve the Yodeler with you, of course.
Of course.
All right, do not take no for an answer. Head into Norm's. Give us the play-by-play as you enter.
Okay, I'm walking. It's busy. Oh, good, there's cops. Great.
No.
Great.
Off duty.
There's cops.
Be bold.
And there's many a people eating.
Don't take no for an answer.
Not at door opening. Thank you so much, Corey. Such a gentleman. And I'm inside.
And how many people do you see?
Like 20-ish.
Is Steve the Yodeler ready?
Yes, of course.
Okay, everything you do, do it loud. I don't know what Danny wrote, but make sure you get their attention first.
Okay. May I have everybody's attention, please? Thank you so much. First of all, save Norm's. New York steak and shrimp for $11.99 includes potato soup and salad, save Norm's. I'm Katie, Mark in the Morning's chick on the street, here to say save Norm's. And now, for your breakfast dining pleasure, here is Steve the Yodeler, save Norm's.
Get him to clap along, Katie.
Clap along! Oh my God.
Are people clapping?
They're dancing!
Dancing! All right, tell Steve to wrap it up.
All righty, everybody, yeah, thank you so much.
Wait,
please,
Katie.
Please turn in.
Listen to the
in.
Clapping.
Oh, yeah, everyone with the dancing.
Katie, yell, are there any questions?
Does anybody have any questions for me at all? Nope.
Thank you very much, and have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning, and please listen to 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. This is Chick on the Street. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you hear that, Mark? Somebody yelled, we always do.
Oh, people got up. There were people dancing. The waitresses were dancing. People
wow.
were clapping.
Wow.
You were greeted as liberators.
Everybody had a great time.
Wow.
We really expected the worst and hoped for the best.
Yeah. Listen, Katie, tell Steve the Yodeler he smoked it.
You smoked it. How do you feel? Let's talk about it.
I'm shaking right now.
I'm shaking too. It's fine. This is what happens after. When you do this to the public, you just start to shake.
Woo! Katie, where's the cops?
They're inside the restaurant in the back.
Go for it. Go for it.
Did they dance?
Yeah.
Go for it.
But wait. What is she going to say to them?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
Okay,
Katie. You're going to get her arrested, Mark.
They're off duty.
Katie.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes,
just
Dad.
Walk back in there with... Nah, I don't know.
Come on.
Who's going to go pick her up? Danny?
I will.
Downtown?
Okay,
oh, God.
Go.
They're off duty.
You're forgetting me.
Katie, you and Corey and Steve, just real quickly, and tell Steve to only do about 5 seconds. Walk up to the cops and tell them you are proud of what they do for us as a civilization, and you're going to give them 5 extra seconds of Steve the Yodeler, and tell Steve to get right in their face and do it.
Oh. Okay, go. I'm in Norm's.
Go.
I'm walking to the back. People are looking.
Don't forget, you're thanking them for what they do for us.
Yes, I know. Here I go. I'm approaching them. Hello. Hello. I'm sure you heard the yodeling. I just wanted to say thank
tell them
you
they're on
for
the radio.
Everything that you do. You're on the radio, by the way. I'm Katie. I'm from 100.3 of The Sound. Now, because I appreciate everything you do, I just wanted to give you, like, 5 extra seconds of his yodeling. Is that
Is that fine?
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So you definitely are okay. Okay. So. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, and I'm out.
Right on.
All right, Katie, you guys head back to the radio station, okay?
All righty, this is Chick on the Street inside of Norm's checking out.
Good stuff.
That's, that's one of the best yet.
Oh,
that
she's great.
Girl. Jesus, that's good stuff.
And you know my favorite part, what's quickly becoming my favorite part, is she doesn't go, ah, it's a piece of cake, I do this all the time. She goes, Steve, I know I sweat every time I do this.
Here's what it's like.
Well, if that doesn't save Norms, nothing will. By God.
Every day, just about this time on Mark in the Morning, we have this gentleman come in and tell us everything we need to know in the world of sports. Todd Donahoe, howdy. Oh, I wish I would have pressed the button where he came up.
Oh, hi, Todd.
Jackie, if Jackie had something to say about sports, we would have heard it. But yeah.
Well, false start, 5 yards. anyway. Well, I'll tell you, the Dodgers have been in first place just about the entire season, but they're just clinging by a half game now over the Giants. The Diamondbacks last night, a 4-run eighth inning, and they beat the Dodgers 10-6, although Jock Peterson got his 20th home run of the season. The Dodgers now have 100 home runs, tops in the National League. Mm. So they got that going for them. And the Angels got Mike Trout going for them. Trout last night hits his 20th home run of the season, had a stolen base, makes two great catches in center field. He just kind of showed the world what Mike Trout's all about. And the Angels went 4-1 over the Yankees. Trout now becomes the 11th player in Major League history to have at least 4 20 home run seasons before turning 24 years
Damn.
Old.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's only 24. Else. I keep forgetting
I know.
That.
I mean, he's just dynamite. And Albert Pujols got his 25th run batted in last night for the month of June. Of course, he's had probably the best month of June of any Major League Baseball player. NBA news, Dwayne Wade is the latest big-name guy to file for free agency. Of course, all the free agents become free agents at 9:01 tonight Pacific Daylight Time. Mm-hmm. And all the signings go on between the 1st and the 10th. So that's the real hot period for NBA offseason moves is coming up. And one of the moves, and at least the Lakers are looking to, is maybe acquiring LaMarcus Aldridge from Portland. He'll become a free agent. And the Lakers will meet with Aldridge as well as teams like the Mavs, the Spurs, the Rockets, the Knicks. So there's a lot of people who want him.
Hey, Todd, who was the draft pick, DeMarcus, the one that had
Aldridge.
That had the nasty tweet about
Larry Nance Jr.
Larry Nance Jr. That's it. I heard they made nice.
Yeah, they did. And he was, of course, petrified. Sure. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. You know, Kobe Bryant, one of the all-time greats. What's he going to say about little old me and my stupid tweeting? And what do I say? Twitter does no good if you're an athlete or a celebrity or like that. Okay, then nothing good comes from Twitter.
Yeah. To his credit, Kobe said, you know, hey, everybody was young and stupid once.
Yeah, they made nice, and he says Kobe was great to me. They're okay about it. So they're moving on past that tweet that he had said. But, you know what? I heard a statistic on Twitter, and I know, Andy, you're trying to get your Twitter stuff up there and everything else.
it's Andy. Damage. Andy. I'm glad you brought that up, Todd. It's Andy_ Chanley, if you want to
there
follow
you go.
Me.
Well, thank you very much. 95% of all tweets are not read.
Oh, that makes me feel better, actually.
Well, that explains
95% of all tweets. I read that the other day, and I didn't read about it on Twitter. Okay, so anyway. But I just heard that, so anyway. Take that for what it's worth. College basketball, one of the top college coaches is going to retire at the end of this next season. Talk about 67-year-old Bo Ryan of Wisconsin. Think about this. He took Wisconsin to back-to-back Final Fours. So he's a great coach. He's going to retire at the end of next season. Wimbledon this morning. Let's see. First-round winners, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, straight-set wins. So everything's going according to plan there. ESPN is reporting that Phil Mickelson transferred almost $3 million to a person as part of an illegal gambling operation.
Uh-oh.
That placed bets on sporting events. Now, Mickelson has not been charged, but the 56-year-old handicapper pled guilty to laundering money on this offshore gambling operation. This, I think we can now assume that Phil Mickelson will not be elected to baseball's Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, okay. He wasn't betting on golf, right?
Yeah, you can gamble in other sports.
Do people gamble on golf?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But
it's a competition.
You know, it's amazing. I'll always say this. There's so many athletes who have bet so much money, and everybody knows about it, but there's only one that is banned, and that's Pete Rose.
No, I mean, it's just not fair.
I mean, Michael Jordan has, I mean, there's been books about it. Barkley, Mickelson. I mean, athletes are very competitive. They love gambling. I mean, look at Vegas. I mean, my goodness gracious, the number of people, number of athletes who go to Vegas and gamble, it's astonishing. But, you know, if you're a baseball player, I guess, and you've bet on baseball, like as Pete Rose has done.
Yeah, because God knows this is where you need to preserve the integrity of the game in baseball.
Is gambling, you know, and I realized gambling was an evil back when you could manipulate a player because they didn't make any money and you could buy a player. And
right, the Black Sox and
right,
and so
compromise
forth.
Compromise the integrity of the game. Players would throw games. But is gambling, I mean, it's legal virtually everywhere now.
And technically,
is it that big of a deal?
And if you're betting on your own team, then it's not like you're throwing the game.
They've never proved that Pete Rose did anything to compromise throwing a game. Never that. Just bet on games and bet on games that his team was playing, but always bet them to win. I just don't understand the taboo with gambling now. I mean, I understand it used to be, but I don't see it now. And finally, of course, we're all about soccer. It's the big one tonight. It's the Women's World Cup semifinal, U.S. versus Germany. The winner goes to the championship game, the World Cup final on Sunday. So that's a huge, huge game tonight. And I believe that's 4:00 Pacific time tonight to watch that if you care to watch. And I'm going to watch. I know that. I'm watching. So.
Well, you're going to see if anyone rips their shirt off.
So you're the one.
That's what I'm hanging in there for, okay? I'm looking for wardrobe malfunction. But
hey,
anyway.
Todd, who makes your job possible?
Hey, it's the great red, white, and blue people of Frontier Toyota. Joe Caso, yeah! Bob Corson. I'm out talking about it. These guys are good
patriots.
They love the American dream because I'll tell you, Joe Caso is the American dream, and so is Bob Corson. And Red, White, and Blue Week is all week long at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, frontiertoyota.com.
Thank you, Todd.
See you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. We have trending coming up. We have Frappuccino tasting right here in the studio coming up.
Can't wait.
We are pulling another favorite out of the vault. Mark made us play a round of sex toy or roller coaster.
This made it in the best of, did it?
It sure did. It's all coming up this hour. This is Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the Morning. Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Danny, Jackie, we're all here. Let's go to Margie. She's calling us from Vancouver. Good day, Margie.
Good morning, Mark and Talent. How are you guys?
Thank you. Very, very good. How's lovely
Vancouver?
I'm
really enjoying the new show. I've been a stalker, fan of Mark for about 20 years now. And we know, big fans, right away that if you correct Mark in any way, it's slows the show down because, like, well, Forrest Gump said, Mark is not a smart man.
Listen.
It came as a huge surprise to me when he himself stopped the show down and said, wait, Andy, what was that? And Gina, what was that word? And Andy said, oh, you mean apocryphal? That means that it's a story that has now been proved to probably be a myth. Mm. And Gina said, oh, you mean kerfuffle? Well, that means a big, huge problem, and it's Yiddish, and that's what ends up in Michigas, which makes me very verklempt.
I love everything I'm hearing. I feel like I'm talking to my mom.
So, thank you, Gene. I really love you a lot, too.
Well, thanks.
And, you know, Andy's throwing away Heidi. He drops Heidi in the middle of a football
grandfather,
reference.
Grandfather, yeah.
And Kitty Carlisle for no good reason at all. And
no,
he's not
reason.
Grandpa's age. So what I've come up with is a new segment for the show.
Which
you
is?
You ready?
Yeah.
Mark learns a new language.
Ooh.
I like
next
it.
Week, you like it? Next week it could be Gina teaches Mark Yiddish.
I
and
like
the week
that.
After that it could be Andy teaches Mark English.
well played.
I just want to say this, Margie, because Margie, you know, on the Mark and Linda podcast, I do say that I don't like to be corrected. I'm going to go with the Richard Nixon thing. Look, I've been in radio forever. I am a legend of broadcast. I think we'll all agree on this. And so what I'm saying is that when I say something, even though it's incorrect, simply because I have said it, it is therefore correct.
Huh.
Interesting.
I guess this is not
going to
fly.
I don't have the crickets pulled up here so I can play it.
Margie, as always, thank you for the call and thank you for listening.
Hey, and next week I'm going to call with a movie review.
Ooh. Excellent. What are you going to see?
If you let me, it's, I keep telling you, but you don't listen to me because you never listen to me. You never listen to the stupid listeners.
And I never will.
You have to go see Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, okay. Got you. That you called yesterday about that. I'm going to get it done. I promise.
Oh, it is people. It is the funniest movie ever created by mankind.
You realize you're on the air with this.
I know. And I'll give everybody's money back if they don't laugh out loud 100 times during the movie.
All right. Well, then maybe, Andy, for you and the boy, this is it.
I already
saw it. Penguins of Madagascar.
We saw it.
And?
I think it's a great movie.
For me to poop on.
The boy was he thought it was a million screams. I appreciated the effort, but it seemed like sometimes they were throwing in references that didn't have anything to do with anything, just to make sure that they were winking at the adults in the crowd.
You know, there is a movie that comes to mind that, you know, I was like you when my kids were young. I went to every single kid movie there was. And you just tolerate it. But then we went to see Major Payne, Damon Wayans.
Wow.
I laughed at that thing. I still laugh at it. Have you ever seen it?
Seriously?
Oh, dude. Have you seen it?
No.
You've got to see it. Watch it with the boy. How old is he? 3?
He's 4.
Okay, maybe he'll be able to enjoy it. I'm telling you, it is so much better than it needed to be.
Wow.
It is hysterical.
That's high praise. You know what is weird, though? Lara and I, before we had children, we had a lot of free time, and we had disposable income. And we found ourselves going out to eat and watching every movie that came out. And we look back, there are some movies, it's like, why did we see this in the theater again?
Because
right.
We could.
Because we could. We saw Curious George.
Oh, adorable.
Oh, geez, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cars.
Were you
saw
high?
That in the I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure that would have helped, though. I can't imagine why we got into the theater to see some of these things, but we did.
Back after this, it's Mark in the Morning.
Good morning from Mark and the gang. Do you want to know what's trending? Well, I'm here to tell you. Captured escapee David Sweat says he planned to go to Mexico after breaking out of a correctional facility in upstate New York.
Zahuatanejo.
Exactly,
say it, Andy.
Exactly. Little Shawshanky. Rapper The Game has been charged with hitting an off-duty officer, and AC/DC is finally headed to Spotify. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We're going to try the new bizarre Frappuccinos from Starbucks, and Mark gets pranked so, so hard. All of that coming up, but first, the cars. This is Mark in the Morning. Danny, we don't need spoons!
Right here.
Just come back. We don't need spoons. Oh, there you are. How'd you do that?
That was awesome.
You're like
that was
shadow.
The funniest thing I've seen in years.
That was
like
great.
A ninja.
She's shouting down the hallway 100 yards.
Wow.
Hey, Danny, don't. And he's standing 4 inches behind me.
You're like Houdini. How'd you do that? All right. So this is Mark in the Morning. How are you? Starbucks has 6 new cray cray flavors of Frappuccinos, and I'm not a big coffee person. I'm not a big Frappuccino person, and I'm not a big flavored Frappuccino person, but even I was intrigued when I heard some of these names. There's caramel cocoa cluster, cinnamon roll, cotton candy, cupcake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This I can't tolerate. Lemon bar.
Yuck.
And red velvet. So these are the new flavors that are rolling out, and I am not doing this alone. So Danny brought us straws and spoons. Like yeah. their little dessert.
We're not sharing. It's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting.
Well, Mikey doesn't even share straws with his wife. Yes. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's weird. I know. I kiss her and everything.
So
are
you going to be able to do this?
I can do it because we have our own straws.
Yeah.
Danny will take
his. I'm worried about backwash secretly.
Well, how can you backwash a Frappuccino? I mean, it's
Danny
thick,
will take you know? His dog's mouth into his mouth, and yet he has a problem.
Take
with
my dog's.
Danny, speaking of which. Oh, there it goes. Danny, thanks. Which one are we starting with?
We'll start with the...
Let's save that one for last.
Okay, we'll do the here, caramel cocoa.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh, that's going to be the best one, I can already tell you.
Everybody take a dip.
Look at that.
Or sip. Right. This is the caramel cocoa
sip, dip,
crunch.
Whatever you want. Go, Jackie.
Is it frozen?
Yeah, sort of frozen. It's a Frappuccino.
Here, give me
a
spoon.
Give some to Andy. Don't chuck it across the console.
It's so far away from
me. All right, here I go.
All right, hang on.
No.
I kind of like it.
If you're into
insulin resistance,
if you're into something sweet with not a lot of direction to it,
hold on.
Slow down there, cowboy. Caramel. There's five more. What do you think, Annie?
It's not bad. What is this called?
Caramel cocoa cluster. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's safe.
You know, when these first came out, when Frappuccinos first came out, I ate these as Billy Bob would say, like a wolf. I'd go and get one all the time at Starbucks. Yeah. And then somebody said, "Do you know how many calories are in one of those?" And when I found out there are 3,000 calories in each of these.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
3,000.
Okay, not 3,000, but there's a lot. I swore them off. This one's not bad.
All right,
it's pretty good.
Andy, you get to keep the caramel. What's that?
Cinnamon roll.
No. Yeah. All right, this is what?
Look at the topping. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's cinnamon sprinkled. This is a frozen coffee with cinnamon. What could possibly go wrong? All right, here we go.
Mmm.
Oh, my God.
That's promising.
No, that's not good.
Jackie, what just happened to you?
It was like, like it just not
gag really reflex.
Wait, why did that trigger your gag reflex?
Because it was just not. The aftertaste was just too tapioca pudding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it tastes like cinnamon.
Jackie's one for two.
Oh yeah, oatmeal. That's a bad aftertaste.
All right, I can't believe I'm doing this, but since you guys hate it so much, let me try it again. All right, here we go.
It just tastes like you're drinking a snickerdoodle.
Yeah, that's it. That's it,
Jackie. I get the gag reflex.
Right? It's not good.
Too sweet, too cinnamony, too terrible.
What else makes you gag?
All right.
Danny.
Red Velvet is next.
This is going to be the best one.
Very good.
How can you go wrong with Red Velvet?
I feel like I drink your milkshake. How was that impression of Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, but you... That was Daniel Day-Lewis? That was more like, it puts the lotion in the basket. That wasn't I drink your milkshake.
I
drink your milkshake. That's the Daniel.
All right, that's
Lewis.
Terrible. Take that away from me.
Red Velvet.
It's Red Velvet. Again, another flavor that you can't really describe. You could describe the cream cheese frosting, but no one could describe the taste of Red Velvet.
It's nasty.
All right, it's not good.
That's awful. You can taste actually like the chocolate before it's been mixed. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So far, everybody seems to be okay with the caramel. Everybody's really hating on the cinnamon.
Oh my God.
That's
exciting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's awful.
Red Velvet cake mix before you bake it. And
is there a Robitussin in this? This is a Crappuccino.
All right, what's next?
What's next is cupcake, a different type
Yeah, this is going to be it. I can feel it.
Is this any different than Red Velvet?
No, it's going to be good.
But it's white cupcake. Isn't that,
right? White's better or what?
No. It's not chocolate. It's vanilla, whatever.
This basically tastes like vanilla cake batter. So if you're down with vanilla cake batter, you'll probably like it.
What is this?
This is, oh my God, Jackie, save some for the rest of us.
Cupcake.
Oh, look at you two, like Lady and the Tramp. You're going to meet in the middle.
This is cupcake flavor.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, that's really good.
But you just get a tall of that, you know, because too much of that is just too sweet.
Too much? You could suck down one of those?
Wow. No way.
It's going to be done. It can't be done. Andy?
Well, Andy just finished it, so.
Add your own milk.
I hate you. No. Right. You know what it is? It's the salt, it's the vinegar, salt, potato chip theory. You have to keep trying it to make sure you hate it.
Sorry, guys. I licked the bottom of the straw where it goes into everybody's.
Jackie does,
and
though.
I saw you do it,
How many more of these do we have?
You're right. We got cotton candy right next.
This is going to be terrible.
This is going to be the best one. I can feel it.
Cotton candy frappuccino. Here we go.
It's pink.
Oh, no.
Gina. Looks like she smelled a dirty diaper.
It tastes like Nesquik strawberry milk without the zhuzh.
Yeah, that's what it smells like, too.
Yeah, like without the
zhuzh. What's zhuzh?
The flavor, the au jus, the je ne sais quoi.
Strawberry milk. I thought it was going to be over the top, but it's really not. I wouldn't buy it, though.
It's like less impressive cupcake.
Cotton candy. What? Cotton candy?
Just cotton candy.
Well, artificial strawberry tastes bad in general.
There
you go.
Is there coffee in this?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Any of these.
It does. It tastes like it, guys. It's not worth
it. Wait, Andy, what?
It tastes like a stripper smells.
Oh. Wow.
Apparently you know.
Is that good or bad?
I can't tell. It smells like body spray. It tastes like body spray.
It does. It totally does. All right, we have one more.
I've heard.
This is the one I'm most afraid of, because who mixes coffee and lemon? All right, I'm going in. Here we go.
Go deep.
Coffee and lemon?
Lemonade?
Tastes like a...
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like lemon cream cheese frosting.
Disgusting.
How say you, Mikey and Jackie? Oh, Jackie likey.
Oh, that's awful. Awful.
Mikey says no. I say no.
I kind of like it. It's kind of like a...
What's on the bottom? It's clear?
Don't worry about the bottom. Just drink it.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
It's like a lemon milky drink, but it's good.
No.
What do you think? Yeah, it's okay.
No, I didn't hate it. I thought that was going to be the
like
vile
a
thing.
Gatorade and...
Yeah, it's the lemon-flavored Gatorade. It's exactly what it is.
So in summation...
Caramel cocoa frappuccino.
No,
fine. The rest.
Like carpet.
No.
And of course, Andy takes the one that tastes good. Nobody
he
else
gets everything else.
Gets that. Thanks, Andy.
No thanks to the red velvet. No thanks to the strawberry. I don't hate the lemon. Yeah. And the other one smells like a stripper's body spray.
Sure.
Perfect.
I've heard.
I'll take that.
Yep.
Definitely no cinnamon roll.
All right. Disgusting. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I blocked that one out. Yeah. That actually gives me thick throat.
And let's all remind Mikey that we all licked the bottom of our straws before we put it in the next drink.
Yes, and then we're all just
including
like
him.
But see, here's the thing. It had to go through the ice, the frozen part, so I think I'm safe. I don't think I got your
gums. You know what? I don't mind. I'd kiss you on the mouth.
Just so you know, I have a sore throat.
Yeah, perfect. Damn
Jackie,
right, so we're
now we're all
going to
get sick.
All right, this was Frappuccino Testing with Mark in the Morning. My milkshake brings all the boys. On July 1st, Wayback Burgers will debut an Oreo Mud Pie Cricket Protein Milkshake made with Peruvian chocolate-flavored cricket powder as part of a limited-time offering of two protein-packed shakes. We might have to try that next.
Didn't... Who had the, was it Starbucks that had something that was red that was colored with like ladybugs or something?
I highly doubt it, maybe. But you know, the rest, so much of the world eats insects. We eat insects. They're called lobster. They're called, crustaceans.
You eat insects every day. You breathe them in.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Are you sure I do?
Yeah, dust mites.
Right. Well, we might have to try this one next. I'm trying to keep an open mind to the whole cricket thing.
I'm down.
Really?
Yeah.
As long as somebody doesn't put their straw in it before him. He'll eat bugs before he'll eat something that was in your straw.
It's cleaner.
I know. You are an interesting man, Danny. Mark is going to get the crap pranked out of him, so stay tuned for that. But first, Kanye's favorite, The Who. This is Mark in the Morning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
Died 60 years ago, Albert Einstein was alive and well in L.A. on Sunday when more than 300 lookalikes gathered to break the world record for the most Einsteins in one place.
Wow, that's a tremendous waste of time.
The last record was 319, but it was little kids at a school in Berkeley, California. But this event, it really wasn't a waste of time, Andy. It actually was for a good cause, benefiting Schools on Wheels, which is a homeless children's education group, and a really good excuse to play this song.
Come on, let's go.
I can't stop listening to this.
I want to peel my skin off with a paring knife.
You're not going to let Silas listen to Little Einstein?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you looking to find some good Q? Mark is going to give you the best barbecue joints in the U.S. coming up next hour. But first, let's listen to a caller scare the crap out of Mark. Take a listen.
Yesterday, I wanted to just stop broadcasting because at 10 minutes until 9, we gave away Disney tickets.
Yeah.
And it was kid break. We had kid talent, and we had gone through all the kids. And we go back, and I had decided, we had decided who's going to get the tickets. And I wanted to go back and thank each kid and, you know, try again. Well, one kid on the air started begging me. Listen to this. Hey, Owen.
Yeah.
You were very, very good, but we're going to give the tickets to Jocelyn. Maybe you can try again next week.
Disneyland.
I know. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You can try again because you were really, really good. We all liked you a lot.
You're so mean.
We love you, honey. That was great.
How can you live with yourself, Thompson?
Awful person.
What did I do? Please, can you please?
I don't want to do this game ever again.
Twitter followers, you see what you're getting? Yeah.
Oh,
there he is. That was child abuser.
And also, let me just thank all of you for jumping in my nightmare. Now, his name was Owen. His father is on the phone. Oh. William, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Really good.
I like that. How are you doing?
Yeah, I just honestly, I pitted out listening to that clip yet again here today.
Now, I would like to come home and hear him crying for the rest of the day. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. I'm a U.S. Marine getting ready to deploy one more time.
Oh, he wanted
to surprise me with a family four-pack.
This is only getting better. This is really only getting better, man.
Oh, my God.
Mark.
Yes.
Owen and I are coming to your building, okay? You'll recognize me. I'll be in camouflage, 6'6", 250. Okay? So, I want you to be able to look in his eye. Tell him he didn't get the tickets to take his dad, his mom, to Disneyland before I go away.
Mark.
Okay?
Mark, do the right thing.
Now, I had to deal with that when I got home.
Mark, you got to do the right thing.
Mark.
Yes.
Gina, Andy, you guys are great. Thank you. I so appreciate your concern, your care.
Hey, Jackie, buddy. Thank you, William.
You guys are so sweet. Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be waiting for you.
All right.
Mark, first things first,
hey, Mark,
you should thank the man for his service. Beg him not to kill you.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
Oh, no. Gotcha. This is Dano, just a buddy.
He's crying right now. He's so scared.
Oh.
How you doing, Mark? You all right?
Dude, I was already going to pull a set from next week and just give them to you. Jesus. Look, in my 45 years of broadcast, I have never had a kid beg me on the frickin' air. It was awful. And you did a brilliant job, Dano. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I will.
But you did a brilliant job.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Love you. miss your partner. But you know what? You're doing a fine job. Andy, Gina, Jackie, Danny. Well, yeah, you too, Danny. You guys are, outstanding. Thank you for making our morning go well.
Brother, thank you so much. I absolutely do appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
Uncle Jay Bones has sashayed into the studio. What do you have going on?
You know, that's what the Supreme Court just said, like a sashay. Isn't that what they just said?
Anywhere you want.
Sashay. Okay, here's the deal. 10 of 10, coming up here momentarily. The year Raiders of the Lost Ark came out.
Oh.
The first DeLorean came off the production line.
Ooh.
And broke down.
Yeah.
1981. You're correct.
1981.
Oh, yes. He's good at this, isn't he? 1981. 10 of 10 coming up next in the Sounds. 10 of 10 is brought to you by Metro Express Lanes. Everyone needs a faster commute. Open a Metro Express Lanes Fast Track account today and receive a discount. Eligibility requirements apply. Visit MetroExpressLanes.net to learn more. Sashay.
Sashay away. We're going to take another stroll down memory lane and revisit Andy's colonoscopy tomorrow.
Everybody in my colon.
Everybody in.
Come on in. There's plenty of room. The water's fine.
Well, Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke returns to talk to us, and we're giving away another Vegas prize pack at 7:40 tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.